in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, leave this one alone. She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Glad you guys are listening today, because we're talking about business travel. And if you are a business traveler out there, you've probably got quite a few things that you could probably add to these tips. But we have business traveler expert Stephen Philby talking to us all the way from Singapore early in the morning. So, Stephen, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
We just talked about the good things, and I think, you know, when I think about travel, I like to think about all the good things, but there can be some sort of bad things about traveling, so let's jump right into it. What are some things that maybe you think about in business travel, and it's not the best, but, you know, not so good? So what are those bad things?
Well, the number one thing I would say is make sure you have travel insurance, because if not, something bad could turn ugly, and... Exactly. And I can think of lots of examples, like losing luggage that's never found, you having to cancel because something happened, somebody gets sick, or the worst case scenario is you get sick when you're traveling. So if you're working for a big company and you're working on business travel, the chances are they cover you under a blanket company policy. But check, that's the most important thing. Check you're covered. And if you work for a smaller company, the chances are you'll have to take out your own insurance. And make sure they cover business travel, because not all insurance policies are. The other tip on travel insurance is if you're going to travel three or more times a year, check the annual policies, because they can work out cheaper than taking out a separate policy every time you go away.
You know, those are really good points. So we recently had someone on the show, Stephen, who works for TravelX Insurance. And one of the things that she reminded me of, I mean, it's kind of like you know this already, but she reminded us that when you buy this travel insurance also, it is really from, you know, when you leave to when you return. So if you do have that ugly part that we're going to talk about in the next segment, like getting sick, happen, this insurance is really only covering you while you are traveling. So people do need to be aware that when you come back, if you're still sick, that is when your own personal insurance will kick in. So you need to make sure you have that in place as well.
Absolutely. I would recommend you take out the insurance as soon as you book, because if you get sick after you book and you have to cancel the trip and there's cancellation penalties, the insurance will sometimes cover that. The other word of caution I would give is a lot of credit cards give travel insurance, but check what you're covered with on those, because sometimes they can be limited and sometimes you're only covered when you put the whole of the cost of your trip on your credit card.
Good point. Really good point. Now, Dr. Bill, I think you had some thoughts, too, about the money part.
Yeah, particularly when people travel to other parts of the globe and even some certain parts locally which are far away, letting your credit company know where you're at so they don't get charges coming out of the blue.
That's a really good point.
I was going to say the same, Anita, because I've had calls when I've been in the middle of China and places like that for my credit card company saying, is it you using your credit card? And, of course, if they can't get in touch with you, they'll probably think the worst and put a stop on your card.
Exactly. That would be really bad to be in China or somewhere a long way from home and you can't use your credit card when you need to. So, Stephen, what are some other money issues, though? Because that whole money part, I mean, we need money when we're traveling. So that could be really bad if something happens with that. Do you have any tips with the money part?
Yeah, well, I must admit, I normally rely on my credit cards and using bank ATMs. And I haven't had, touch wood, so many issues. Almost every airport I've ever been to, there's been an ATM machine where if I'm in a different country, I can get out the local currency. And, you know, when you do use your ATM card, you can just take out the amount you need, so you're not carrying large amounts of cash with you. I mean, there's different options available. Traveler's checks, and the great thing about traveler's checks, if you take them, they are insured if you lose them. Mm. And, of course, some credit card companies do have a promise that if you lose your card, they will get money or a replacement card to you wherever you are in the world as quickly as possible. So that's worth looking into.
Yeah, you know, that really is a really good point. Now, you're listening to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and we're speaking with Stephen Philby all the way from Singapore. He's giving us lots of great tips on business travel. Now, Doc Bill, I know that you have also, whenever I'm going on a trip, you're always saying, take some cash. So what's your thought about making sure that you have a little bit of cash on you when you're traveling?
I think it's just, for me, it's a comfort to know that I just have some currency on me.
Mm-hmm.
Because cars can get broken, they can get scratched, and machines may not work. Computer systems can go down. So you just have something to at least get you going until you can get back in contact with the internet systems that are available for you.
Well, I'll tell you, I do like that security, but I think for me as a female, it goes way back to even as a teenager. My mom and my dad would always say, always have some cash in your pocketbook. So that was even before I started traveling, thinking that you needed to have a little bit of cash with you. But now, Stephen, let me ask you this, moving to something else. What about packing? Because, you know, no one really likes packing and unpacking for these trips. So is that a bad part of the business travel since you're traveling all the time?
Well, I tell you what, the more you travel, the more you get into a little routine where you do your packing. And I noticed on your website, you put one of your packing tips is you start to do it a couple of days before your trip. And I think that's a really good idea as well,
mm-hmm.
because that minimizes the chances of you forgetting something. But as a frequent traveler, I even have a bag that's kind of packed. So I have two of a lot of stuff where I put one in my travel bag. And another one I use on a day-to-day basis. So, for example, I've got two pairs of spectacles. I have my travel spectacles and I have my day-to-day spectacles. So when I go away, I won't forget something as important as that. And I have my little clear bag, of course, to meet the airline regulations with all my toiletries and liquids in. So that's all ready to go. And other important things not to forget are adapter plugs, passport, and any visa requirement. I know that's not really a packing thing, but it's
very
important
to
a different country to make sure you have any visa that you need to get in.
Yeah, it's very important to have those documents that you need. Now, what about being away from the family? Because as a business traveler, you're gone. Some people, every week they're gone. So what are some tips maybe for feeling as though at least that you're staying close to family, although you are miles away?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing is with technology, it's easier to keep in touch using things like Skype or Facebook with updates and photos using your smartphone, so the family feel almost that they're there with you. I'd involve them with the trip as well when you're planning it, but also when you get back, tell them about your learnings and your experiences of it so they feel involved. And, of course, gifts. Children love to receive gifts. And my tip here is if you don't get time on your business trip, just get to the airport and there'll be a shop or opportunity there, or maybe even on the plane, where you can get a gift to show that you've thought of them.
I think that's a really, really great idea, because when you leave and go away so much, they're kind of the ones that are left behind. So they're sitting there thinking, well, where's Dad going or where's Mom going on that trip? So I agree with you, getting them involved with planning the trip, maybe even with your packing and you know, getting everything ready. Just explain where you're going, who you'll see, what you'll see. All that kind of information really becomes quite important. So, Stephen, these are great, great tips. So when we come back, because we need to stop and take a break now, but when we come back, we're going to talk about the ugly. And there are some ugly sides of business travel as well. Now, before we go to break, I would like for you to go to our Facebook page. And like us on our Facebook page and follow us there, because you can find some really great information. We are always putting new updates and putting new status there with pictures of places where we're going and things that we're doing. So that's Facebook.com and then Travel Bags with Anita. And that is Anita with two N's. So A-N-N-I-T-A. So Facebook, Travel Bags with Anita. Now, our guest today is Stephen Philby, and we're talking about business travel and the good, the bad, and the ugly. And yes, there's some ugly parts sometimes of travel. So stay tuned and stay here with us, because we'll be back in a few minutes on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9, WDUN. Back in a minute.